Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
But I'm talking about the Eastern State Pen, okay? It is a paranormal investigator's wet dream. You don't even have to be tied down, fam. Just sit in a chair and do not move. And if you're over 30, you're going to feel that when you stand up. You're going to feel that. I've honestly never done time, as far as I know. I'm definitely in solitary confinement mentally. I ain't gonna hold you. What it is, P silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take our silliness seriously. The Professionally Silly Podcast. It's me, your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And welcome. As you can see, if you are watching this on YouTube right now, the background is getting better. Your girl's got some LED lights. I'm made of money. Okay, all right. It was 100 feet of LED lights on sale at Amazon for like $12.99. I got lucky. Whatever. I ain't got no money. Hope you guys are liking it. If you're digging my background, click that thumbs up button, shouty, because I'm out here killing it. Did I just say shouty? Like we're still saying that in Atlanta? I mean, I guess some people still are. I haven't said that word in forever. Very strange that I did that. All right, so this episode, guys, we're going to be talking about a lot of things. We have an assortment of topics in this episode, including Burger King teaming up with Krusty Krab. Yeah, I'm confused too. I don't understand what's going on, but I do have some good news. I'm going to tell you guys which stores actually have our backs for Thanksgiving. Okay, this will be some helpful information regarding our EBT. And then we're going to go ahead and do a deep dive into creepy ass tortures and hauntings of the Eastern State Penitentiary. Yeah, I mean, y'all know I live for the weird, the random, and the hella creepy. Plus, we have ourselves a new email from a listener, and I love those. I can't wait to share it with you. So as we know, Mariah Carey is unthawing. It's time. Right? Did I nail it? No? Okay. Anyways, that was horrible. I'm sorry you had to hear that. The major holidays are coming up. Okay, we got Thanksgiving coming up, Christmas, New Year's. And if I'm being honest with you, for the last couple of years, I've hated them. It's not the same like without her. You know, she is kind of the glue that made the holidays special. Not to say that my dad didn't. He did his thing. But there's something about mamas out there. I feel like y'all know what I'm talking about. But over the last couple of years, I hadn't actually decorated the house like the way I used to when mom was here. She would decorate the inside and I would decorate the outside of the home. And it was just our thing. And after she passed away, I just kind of lost the urge to do it. And if I'm being honest with you, I did it because she made me. But I did enjoy the look on her face when I finished decorating outside and she would go to the front yard no matter how cold it was, and she would see what I did and be so proud of me and like, oh, this looks so good, I love this, you know. And I did it because she loved Christmas, and I did it honestly because that smile that she gave me when she did it was amazing. I'm not gonna cry. But this year, I decided to decorate the house. You know, I want to decorate it for her, but also for me. I loved the holidays growing up. My mom and my dad, they always made it very special. Mom and I had our traditions. Dad and I had our traditions. And we as a family had our traditions. And it would put, it would definitely put a smile on our faces. My dad, DJ, hey cousin, my best friend Wes, y'all know him, and myself. And I do feel like in decorating the house, you know, like going all out in the front yard and decorating the inside, I feel like it would be very therapeutic and helpful for me because it is a way for me to feel connected instead of so empty, because that's what I've been feeling for the last couple of years. You know, I haven't felt connected to her. And I think this is a great way to do that. Putting up the lights, the tree, the candles, whatever, whatever she wanted to put up. It just kind of feels like I'm bringing a piece of her back into the home for the holidays, if that makes sense. And it'll also be a reminder that I'm still allowed to feel joy. And I tend to forget that. And for those of you that are going through the same thing, you are allowed to feel joy. I know we feel a little guilty smiling and laughing after we've lost someone that we care for. But you're allowed to feel that. You're allowed to feel joy. Even if you, those of you who are listening right now, are looking for a way to kind of, I don't know, grieve and reconnect in a way, I think in doing those traditions that they used to do, after a loved one dies, it's really hard, obviously. And we all want to feel kind of connected to them in a way. And so in continuing certain traditions, if you can, it is a great way to kind of bring back those good memories instead of just thinking about the loss. While I'm decorating the house, I'm going to be thinking about all those fun times, you know, of doing it and being excited to see my mom's face when she saw, you know, what I did to the house. You know what I mean? It in a way, it honors what she loved, you know, and I would like to do that. For those of you that are also going through the grief process during the holidays, you know, keeping up with those traditions and laughing and feeling joy, it doesn't mean that you are replacing them. That's not what that means. You're not replacing those memories with new good ones. That's not what that is. You're simply just carrying the love forward. That is what you're doing. At the end of the day, I know that the decorating doesn't erase like the pain and the grief that I'm feeling, but I do feel like it's going to give me room to like, it's going to give me room to breathe, you know, to kind of feel something else. So I hope that you guys, I hope that's helpful for some of you out there. Okay. If you haven't already, subscribe, rate, and review. That is the best way to show support for this podcast. And if you're listening on Spotify, you can go ahead and leave your comments under each episode that you're listening to, directly under the episode. And I will be sure to engage back with you. All right, it's time for me to go ahead and shout out one of my older episodes, Robert the Doll. One of my paranormal episodes from back in 2020, April 10th, 2020. If you were unaware of Robert the Doll, that might be probably best for you, but just know that he deserves respect. Robert the Doll is a haunted doll that has a lot of interesting stories and experiences behind him. So, and just know, never, ever, ever, ever speak disrespectfully of Robert the Doll. A lot of people have paid the consequences and the prices of that. Trust me on that. So if you haven't heard that episode, make sure you go ahead and listen to Robert the Doll back in April 2020. A new Have You Heard About? Next, right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Have you heard about? Well, I may have come across a collab that can definitely tickle your taste buds as well as your entertainment. Weird way to put that, but Krusty Krab and Burger King have decided to collab. Let me explain. So I came across this on Instagram, and this is coming from at the Freebie Guy. I love this dude. He tells you about all the cool deals of things you can get, especially dealing with food. Love this guy. Anyways, Burger King and SpongeBob are doing something dope. Now, apparently, if you are a huge SpongeBob fan, you probably already know this, but coming soon, December 2nd, 2025, the SpongeBob movie Search for SquarePants is going to be coming out. Burger King is going to be making a collaborative menu and dealing with this movie. And you know what that means? It feels like we're going to finally be able to get a chance to taste what we love and we crave, the Krusty Krab burger. Anyways, here it says, rumor has it, BK is dropping a SpongeBob meal for Search of SquarePants starting December 2nd. And we are on the Instagram page, The Freebie Guy, at The Freebie Guy. We're going to have the Bikini Bottom Bundle, and that's going to be a Krabby Whopper. Also, we're going to have the Mr. Krabs Cheesy Bacon Tots. Hell yeah. The Pirate's Frozen Pineapple Float, Patrick's Starberry Shortcake Pie. Also, all of this can come inside of a pineapple box, which is kind of dope. And then you have your SpongeBob King Jr. meal. So, kids, we haven't forgotten about you. All the millennials and the Gen Zs and the Gen Zers, we're going to be all over this. And I got to be honest with you, there is nothing at Burger King that I would want other than a Whopper. And maybe that Patrick Starberry shortcake pie, that looks kind of good. Have you heard about? The Supreme Court has rejected the call to overturn the landmark decision that is legalized same-sex marriage. I know a lot of people are very disappointed about that, but
that's too damn bad!
Obviously, as a gay black woman, I am great for this. However, I don't have anyone who wants to marry me. But when I finally find someone to love me and they want to ask me to marry them. Why is the Eastern State Penitentiary haunted? Let's go ahead and dig into that next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Let's talk about this haunted ass prison. I ain't gonna hold you. As I've been, as I was doing research and knowing I have to say the word penitentiary, damn it, like a million times, I've overthought the word and I feel like every time I'm saying it, I'm saying it wrong. Penitentiary, penitentiary. Ah, damn it. All right, here's the thing. All right, I've never been to prison, but I kind of want to visit one. Okay, well, like a haunted one. You know, I am a paranormal investigator after all. But I'm talking about the Eastern State Penitentiary. But I'm talking about the Eastern State Pen, okay? It is a paranormal investigator's wet dream, okay? And I would love to check it out. Now, its history is hella messed up and is probably one of the reasons why it is so haunted. I mean, we are talking about tortures, deaths, and of course, ghosts just chilling all over the damn property, just out there coasting. Okay. If those walls could talk, well, you know, I guess they do. And they ain't whispering sweet nothings, if you know what I'm saying. On October 25th, 1829, Eastern State Penitentiary opened its doors in Pennsylvania, my daddy's home state. He is from Harrisburg. He's very proud of it, so I thought I'd mention it. I don't. Anyways, it's not lost on me that October 25th, its opening date, is not that far from Halloween. I don't know. I feel like a prison opening right before Halloween is nasty work. Whoever planned that probably thought that they was being festive. Come on down, y'all. Try our new real life haunted house featuring new real life consequences. Prison. Folks over here carving out pumpkins. Meanwhile, the government's carving out cells. Get out of here. This is not great. The prison definitely overdid it with the punishments, y'all, because, okay, this prison itself was actually, they used it literally to test out some harsh punishments, mostly solitary confinement. That was their whole thing. Their version of solitary confinement is not probably what you're thinking about, where you're 24 hours a day or 23 hours a day in a cell and they give you 3-course meal and that kind of shit. At this time, it was actually more harsh than it is now. Well, you know what? I can't say that. I've honestly never done time, as far as I know. I'm definitely in solitary confinement mentally. I ain't gonna hold you. There are days I'm just... But anyways, moving on. Their version of solitary confinement was wild. These inmates could not talk to anyone, not each other, and not even the guards. First of all, they ate, slept, and worked in the same damn cell. And when they moved, they actually had to move these prisoners with bags over their heads. This is to keep them from communicating with anyone else, as well as keeping them from actually knowing the layout of the prison. Now, that is kind of smart, but it's also kind of fucked up. I mean, if I'm being honest with you, the limited access to other human beings, that is a huge punishment. We're not built to be alone forever. That's not what we're made for. Now, inmates were actually kept in their cells the majority of the day, but got 1 hour of yard time. And they didn't receive visitors from families. They didn't get the chance to read newspapers. They couldn't even receive mail. When I'm telling you limited human contact, that's exactly what I mean. If I'm being honest with you, it just sounds like they're breeding serial killers. Hard take, but I just don't think this is a good idea. All right, now there's actually more. Okay, so the prison, they have many other methods of punishment, and I want to go ahead and share a few of those with you. One of them is called the hole. I feel like there was a club in New York that was called the hole in the village. No, it was called the cubby hole. Never mind. All right, it was a gay club in New York that I went to once. All right, so the hole is a dark underground cell with no light, no toilet, no human contact, and very little food weeks at a time. All right, so you're in solitary confinement, and this is essentially kind of like a concrete coffin. The water bath. That's another one. So inmates were doused in ice cold water while chained to a wall in the wintertime. Ice would develop on their skin. And a lot of inmates, you know, because of the frostbite, I would imagine some of them had to have some things amputated, and a lot of them died from this. The mad chair. Now, prisoners were actually strapped into a chair for days. This cut off their circulation, and sometimes limbs had to be amputated. And as someone who had surgery recently for cubital tunnel syndrome, and I got that because my elbow was bent for too long because of all the editing, and I was a delivery driver at the time, so I was constantly bending my elbow, and it's very similar to a carpal tunnel, and it's like a nerve issue, and if I bend my elbow too long, it's very painful. Well, not painful, but I would say it's like very uncomfortable. It gets like a tingling feel. That alone is uncomfortable. I had to actually have surgery for that. Okay, these people were tied and strapped into a chair. All joints stayed bent. You know what? If you want to try it for yourself, you don't even have to be tied down, fam. Just sit in a chair and do not move. And if you're over 30, you're going to feel that when you stand up. You're going to feel that. The iron gag. Now, it was basically a metal device that was shoved into the prisoner's mouth, and it connected to like their hands with straps. It's like if you're watching this, I look really ridiculous. But anyways, if the inmates moved their hands even a little, there'd be like a gag. I think actually the hands are to the back of their head. And then like it's tied to the metal thing that would be in your mouth. So it'd be kind of like, oh. And if you move your hands, what that's going to do is the gag is actually going to yank deeper into your mouth, and it's going to, you know, tear your tongue and your cheeks and stuff, and there's going to be a lot of blood. It's not a good way to be tortured. There is no good way to be tortured. I don't know why I said that. Now, it's said that there was a prisoner named Samuel B. Tully that was back in the 1830s, and he was actually, well, it's alleged, okay, because every time I come across a story, they say alleged. He was allegedly punished with the iron gag for talking or maybe just making a noise. Silence in that prison was a huge deal. The slightest sound, you could be punished. It's said that Samuel B. Tully was left alone in his cell with that gag in his mouth, and eventually he died from the wounds that were inflicted by the gag. I mean, prison is bad enough. Why we gotta like, good Lord. Yeah, this had to be an American prison for sure. We treat our people like absolute shit here. People say that Samuel B. Tully's ghost still haunts that cell. And visitors and staffs, well, they reported hearing unexplained noises like muffled cries, moans, faint whispers, and even the feeling of a cold chill whenever they passed by his cell. Well, shit! This is the reason why the place is so damn haunted to begin with. The energy there, nay, the dark-ass negative energy that those walls have soaked up, it makes perfect sense that people are experiencing so many different types of paranormal things happening there. And I can't wait to take a ghost tour there. And yeah, I really can't. Which they do have, by the way. So if you're interested, you can check out the Eastern State Penitentiary yourself. Go to their website. I don't know. Google it. You can find it. Who the fuck is coming up with this shit? I thought that last week's episode was the torture episode. Apparently, torture is bleeding over to this episode. Pun intended. So eventually, solitary confinement started to phase out around 1866, but now they had a problem with overcrowding, which a lot of prisons are currently having that problem. And this place was built for about 250 people, and soon it had over 1,700 inmates. Some of these cells were built for just one person, and they would stack three people in there. That is a lot. And when cells are overcrowded, inmates tend to get pissed. And when inmates get pissed, what happens? Riot. A riot happened in 1933, and they were so upset, they actually set their cells on fire. So yeah, a lot of dark energy, negative shit going on in that place. So let's go ahead and dig into the creepy side of things. All right, ghostly encounters. So a lot of people have experienced some paranormal moments, and I want to share with you some of the most well-known ones. Hell, even Al Capone said he heard some things during his stay there. And he served an 8-month sentence there from 1929 to 1930. I think Al actually did time in Alcatraz too, another place I want to go to. So Al Capone swore during his time there that he heard a dude that he helped kill, a guy named James Clark, talking to him at night. And now, visitors and staff are reporting that they're hearing disembodied voices and feeling like someone is watching them in that cell. Or probably the whole damn building, if we're being honest with you. I mean, being stalked by a ghost in a prison, I can't wait. I want to go so bad. Oh, my God. All right. So remember that riot that I told you about not too long ago? Well, that occurred in cell block 12. And in that area, people have heard laughter, whispers, footsteps in this area. And sometimes you can even hear these cell doors open by themselves. Now, these cell doors are big metal pieces of iron that's very squeaky, very terrifying, and very loud. I don't want to hear that unless, you know, I can get it on camera. You guys remember the TV show Ghost Hunters that was on Sci-Fi back in the day? I used to love that freaking show. So anyways, Ghost Hunter, and those of you who are unaware of it, it is a paranormal TV show that was like in the, I think I want to say it was like the late 90s, early 2000s. And they actually captured like an apparition of a man walking through cell block 12. They're actually one of the reasons I got like super inspired by doing paranormal investigations. They like literally piqued the shit out of my curiosity because they brought all the things that I imagined on like right there in front of my face on TV, and I could see it for myself. So it was really cool. Speaking of which, the podcasting network that my podcast is on, Pioneer, has a dope podcast called Myth Fits. Podcast, the Myth Fits podcast, which has Carrie and Tori hosting, and they are two of the hosts or two of the main personalities on the show Mythbusters. Now, if you remember that was a show where they had all these dope scientists and engineers pretty much putting all the things that we've ever wondered about to the test scientific wise, and it's pretty dope. So they are literally on the same podcast network that I am on. And that is dope. The Myth Fits podcast actually interviewed the hosts of Ghost Hunters on their podcast not too long ago. I think it was this year, like in October, like last month, actually. So definitely check out the Myth Fits podcast right here on the Pioneer Network. They have no idea I'm doing that, but I really like their podcast. And I grew up with Mythbusters and then also Ghost Hunters was on there. That was like two childhood staples on like four mics. It was awesome. All right, let's get back to prison. A sentence I never thought I said. Anyways, there were actually numerous accounts of a lot of shadowy figures and whispers and cold spots that people said that they experienced throughout the prison, which makes a lot of sense. And many paranormal teams reported capturing really good evidence of apparitions and other types of things as well. And of course, we can't forget to mention the death row area. And this is where a lot of dark energy was for sure. In this area, visitors are actually claiming that the air feels thick there, like you're stepping into someone's hatred, like it's thick. And I gotta tell you, I have walked into a lot of things in my life, walls, doors, other people, but never hatred. Well, you know what? That's a lie. I'm a black gay woman. I've walked into hatred before, but those people were alive. So anyways, I guess that kind of makes sense though, because they ain't shit pleasant about death row. I mean, we're being honest. The whole damn prison is haunted. It's a fucking prison. There's not a lot of good things happening there. You know, it probably doesn't matter where you go. I'm pretty sure spirits are like spiders there. You're always at least 6 feet from one. It is what it is. But that also goes with what I think about other places like that. Like, for instance, hospitals. I feel like hospitals carry a lot of energy there, because when you think about it, the full cycle of life happens there. Births, deaths, all the things in between those. I can imagine the walls of a hospital soaking up a lot of energy, you know, but a prison, most of the energy probably isn't dark. No one in prison, or I can't really say no one, but from what I understand, people don't go to prison and they're happy. It's not, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of turmoil, a lot of sorrow, a lot of depression, a lot of confusion, a lot of just sadness behind those walls. So it definitely makes sense that the Eastern State Penitentiary would be haunted. I can't wait to go. one of these days. All right, it's time for our POC Excellence segment, where I like to go ahead and give my flowers to people of color who have done some amazing, wonderful, and inspiring things. Coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. This week, our flowers are going to Jaden Williams of Stockbridge, Georgia. Let me explain here. I actually came across this on the Instagram page at Historically Black Sense. I love that page. Anyways, the tagline got me. Clark Atlanta University alum makes history becoming the youngest elected mayor of Stockbridge, Georgia at the age of 22. And let me tell you something. I grew up in Clayton County. I went to Clayton County high school, middle school. You know what I'm saying? I still currently live in Clayton County. I worked in Stockbridge. I used to work at this place called the Penalty Box back in the day. It was a sports bar over there. I also worked at the old Charlie's over there in Stockbridge at one point. I know the area well, and I would love to say congratulations to Jaden Williams. Stockbridge is lucky to have you. I am glad that they are starting to vote in some youngins up in here so they can kind of, you know, switch shit up, you know, change some things. They have a different view of the world that these old motherfuckers are not thinking about. You know what I'm saying? So this is dope. Congratulations to Jaden Williams. Here are your flowers, King. Yo, if you want to play on the same court as some of the biggest tennis stars on the planet and support an amazing cause, well, Burt's Big Adventure, the nonprofit that sends children and their families with chronic and terminal illness to a magical all-expense-paid trip to Disney World. Burt's Big Adventure and the Atlanta Cup are teaming up on December 6th at the Gas South Arena. And we are talking about four huge names and a lot, and I can barely pronounce them. I know Osaka. I can say her. And you can actually bid to play a game against one of them. Not to mention, you are going to go ahead and snag yourself some VIP courtside tickets. We are talking open bar, luxury buffet, and two private training lessons so you don't embarrass yourself out there. All right. So make sure you guys go ahead and check out BurtsBigAdventure.org for more information. I will put the direct link down below in the show notes. Now, I know a lot of folks are out here feeling it, okay? They're feeling the stress because the SNAP benefits have been looking real shaky lately. Now, some payments got paused after that November 1st government shutdown bullshit. A few states are just now starting to catch up, all right? But listen, you still have options for Thanksgiving. Now, there are a bunch of stores that are still rocking with EBT, Walmart, Target, Kroger, Aldi, Safeway, Publix, Food Lion, Trader Joe's, even Costco and Sam's Club. But, you know, you have a membership with them. OK. And Kroger, all of their parent, all of their sister and brother companies, Fred Meyer, Ralph's, them as well. All right. And let's not go ahead and sleep on the extras, because Instacart, DoorDash, and Uber Eats have also been offering some discounts for SNAP users. And did you know that there are some farmers markets out there in a lot of areas that is messing with the EBT? They will accept it. So you can get that fresh produce in a lot of places. So yes, I know that things are rough, but for the holidays right now, we do have options. Hang in there. Keep the good fight, and let's pray to God that a miracle happens, because we could so use one. If you are a international listener, I would love it if y'all can give us, throw us some thoughts and prayers. We could use some of those. Shit, man. But listen, there is still a lot of help out there for the holidays, and I am praying for all of you, and I wish you all nothing but the best. Man, if there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's prison is not for me. I like being free. Again, the only way I'm going in there was with some dowsing rods, K2 meter, and maybe a REM pod. Professionally Silly Life Rules. Prison ain't for me. Shout out to the listeners, because you guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. Thank you guys so much for listening, for joining me every week on this podcast. It means the world to me. And if you are a new listener / viewer, I certainly hope that you decide to join in on all my future silly and binge on all my past silly. I got, what, over 300 podcast episodes? Maybe 400. I honestly don't know. I got a lot. So you can take a listen to me all up inside your earballs as much as you would like. Make sure you guys subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you are using to listen. I'm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and a few others. Not to mention, the video version is available for you right here on YouTube if you're watching. Hi. Hey. You guys look great. Hi. And don't forget to go ahead and subscribe to the Professionally Silly YouTube channel as well. Also, if you can do me a favor and leave a 5-star and written review, that will be very helpful for the podcast, especially on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. That would be wonderful. Also, check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly and the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. And if you would like to contact me, make sure you email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. Everything is spelled correctly there. You can go down below in the show notes. You can copy and paste it, and it's right there, my email. You can also text / leave me a voicemail on my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. Speaking of emails, we have ourselves a new one, an email from a listener, and it's coming from Monica. So I want to go ahead and share this with you. It says here, "Hi, Amber. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for doing your podcast. I've always loved your segments on The Burt Show, and now I'm really enjoying listening to you on your own. Honestly, I wish I had started listening sooner." Ooh, now I like that, Monica. Don't be making my head big now. You building this ego now. Don't do that to me. Also, thank you. Monica goes on to say, "I am also a part of the TDP club, as KK called it. I lost my dad in November 2023. You have no idea how much you've helped me through my grief. Listening to your stories and knowing I'm not alone has meant so much. I especially loved hearing about all the crazy times you had with your mom and how close you two are. When you mentioned thinking about getting a tattoo to remember your mother, I had to steal that idea. It took a couple of months to decide how to honor my dad, but I chose to get his name. I chose to get his last heartbeat print on my wrist in Monster Energy Green, his favorite drink. I used to sneak them into the hospital for him. Now I'm thinking about adding Daddy's Girl underneath because people keep assuming I'm a nurse, which I'm not. I'd love to know if you ever decided on a tattoo. If I remember correctly, you were considering something she wrote in a birthday card. Please know that you are loved, liked, and appreciated in every possible way. I can't speak for everyone, but I know you make my days brighter. Thank you for being you, Monica." Girl, you're trying to make me cry. And it worked. I appreciate you sharing that with me, Monica. That meant the world to me. Thank you so much for reaching out and dealing with the tattoo. I do kind of know what I want. And it was literally just like, I think it was a graduation card or some sort of celebratory card where she just wrote that "I love you" in her handwriting. And I would like to, if I can find that, I would like to find that and get that tattooed to her words, you know, in her handwriting saying that "I love you." I would love to do that. So that was my idea. And if I got it, I think I would put it like right here, you know, so I could always see. We're probably on my left arm so I can really look at it, you know. I do kind of want a sleeve. I think I'm going to start with that. "I love you, my mom's handwriting," and then dragon. Yeah. And I am very sorry for the loss of your father. I got to tell you, there is not many things harder than losing a good parent. You know what I mean? That's a tough one. And the only thing that is an odd silver lining, I don't even want to say a silver lining, but the one thing that we all have in connection that eventually we will lose someone that is important to us. And I don't know if you take solace in that or if that's just dark as shit, but you're not alone either. And thank you so much for writing, Monica. It means the world to me. And I hope that you enjoy the rest of the silly because there is a lot for you to binge, my love. I keep the silly coming. And for anyone else that is interested in reaching out to me, again, my email address and my Google Voice number is down below in the show notes. Also down below in the show notes, you can follow me in all my social medias that I use the most. My link tree is down there. Attached to that is my Instagram, my TikTok, all those things. My YouTube channels, including Paranormal Blacktivity if you want to see me put my black card on the line and talk to some ghosts. And for those of you that are interested in snail mailing me, send me a letter or whatnot to Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. Once again, it's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. You know, it takes getting fat to realize you were never fat before. Huh. Yeah, that one was clearly for me. Anyways, enjoy that. Until next time, you decide to tune in. Peace, silly listeners. Watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere, and they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye. Okay, why is the Eastern State Penitentiary? Damn it, I'm doing it again. How do you fucking say it again? I'm overthinking it.
Eastern State Penitentiary.
Yeah, penitentiary. That's what I fucking said. Wait, let me... damn it, I'm fucking shit up. Yeah, all right. Let's do better, people. Jesus, this is why I need assistance. Okay, here we go. Come on down, y'all. Try our new real haunted house. Real life, damn it. One more time. Come on down, y'all. Go ahead and try our new new real life. Okay. Come on down, y'all. Try our new... Why am I Southern? They're not Southern. This is Pennsylvania. Are they... Is that the South?
Hello. I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save with customized coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping.
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.